My message today is called Glorify the Taco. And it is cheesy and it is corny, and I did it on purpose. And I use a visual aid of a cartoon, happy looking taco with little hearts all around it to kind of just give people an irritating picture of Glorify the Taco. What I mean when I say glorify the taco is it came to mind when I was thinking about gratitude and the importance of gratitude and about coveting, okay? Because in the Bible, Jesus tells us not to covet. You know, don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't covet, you know, your neighbor's stuff, whatever. You're not supposed to covet. And there's a really, really good reason for that. When we covet, you know, covet leads to crime, right? Because you have people who get robbed, who commit violent crimes because they're coveting. They want money. They want, you know, substances. They want cars. They want whatever it is. So right away, when we think of covet, you know, Jesus says, don't do it, right? Because it leads to crime. It leads to dysfunction. It leads to, you know, men leaving their wives because they're coveting another woman, or vice versa. It leads to, you know, it's a door, a spiritual door to sin when we covet. Also, when we covet, you know, I like to think of a hamster wheel, right? When we're always in the momentum of I want more, this isn't enough, you know, we are continually just, we're not happy because we're focused on what we don't have. And I think that one of the spiritual teachings that I've learned that has really helped me, and you hear it all the time, is staying in the moment. You got to stay in the moment. But it's really hard to do that. It's very difficult to stay in the moment. I learned from years of living in a very bad depression, I mean, crippling depression. I couldn't get out of bed for days at a time. I mean, really bad depression that I recognize now when I think back on it. I thought my way there, right? Because I would look at my upbringing, right? And I would throw a pity party for myself. You know, those negative things that happened in my life were, you know, I was the victim, you know, and anything that was going wrong in my life, it was my excuse. It was my excuse to, you know, not do well, or it was my excuse for everything. And I laid and I wallowed in that pity, that self-pity, and it made me sick. I think that if you hang around and you dwell in self-pity, you're going to catch depression. There's just no way around it. And that was the case for me. And I think too, you know, if you have, you know, some dysfunction, some trauma in your past history, you can also use that to fuel an addiction problem, right? Well, you know, if I wouldn't have had this, and you use it as an excuse, it's a crippling excuse. And you can counteract that by the way, changing the way that you think. I also know that when I was really depressed, I would listen to depressing music. Like, I would wallow in it. I would listen to music that was just, you know, if I die young, bury me in satin. I mean, who, if you're sad, the last thing that you should be doing is listening to dark, depressing music, right? It's not going to make you feel better. And one important thing I remember, and I don't know the exact verse in the Bible, but there is a verse in the Bible where Jesus says something along the lines of, do you want to get well? And I think that's important, because I think that it's a good question that you ask somebody is, do you want to get well? Because I know for me, when I got to a point where I hit the dirt, I got to a point where I was desperately looking for any way to feel better. And I prayed to God. And that was my final draw was a relationship with the Lord, because I didn't want to live like that anymore. But when you ask people, do you want to get well? It's an important question. Most people would probably get offended at you. Of course I want to get well, you know? But the question is a real question. Do you want to get well? Because if you want to get well, there's no pill that's going to make you happy. You have to change. One of the biggest components of it is changing the way that you think. Not just, you know, in general, I mean, positive, you know, be positive, whatever, but how you view your suffering, how you view the way that you've, you know, gotten through your life. Like, I look at my suffering now and I think of it as they were stepping stones. It was ways that built my faith. You can't, you know, God has to test you. If you don't go through trial, you're never going to know how strong you are. You're not ever going to develop. And when you change the way you look at your suffering and you embrace it and you look at it in a different light, it's very helpful, and it's actually very liberating, okay? And when I talk about the taco ordeal, I was talking about, you know, being grateful, because for me, I even myself now, I can quickly fall into a pity party, start throwing a pity party for myself, and I counteract that with a picture that I have in my phone of a woman who is carrying her son who's dead. He's starved to death. She is so thin and frail, and she's starving to death, and she's crying out with her dead son in her arms. I found this picture on the internet, and I keep it in my phone because when I look at that, no matter what situation I'm going through in my life, you know, as a mother of a son myself, I have never starved like on that level. I've never gone through something like that. And when I see that picture, no matter what it is, I'm automatically thrown into praying for those people in third world, right? And I'm automatically thrown into a state of gratitude. My son is not terminally ill right now. My son is alive and well. Oh my goodness. I ate today. Yeah, maybe I didn't eat, you know, a salmon and lobster, you know, dinner, but I ate today. There's people that haven't eaten in weeks. You know, you have to throw yourself back into gratitude no matter what it is. And I say, take an it can always be worse assessment. You know, yeah, we're facing these issues, but what is it? You know, at least at this current moment, there's a roof over our head. At this current moment, you know, we ate today. So it's staying in the moment for survival, even when you're going through a tough time. And one thing that I learned through everything is when I look back in my life that it's never ceased, you know? There's never been a part of my life where I'm just like, oh, everything was fine and dandy. Life was a bowl full of cherries this entire year. No matter what, there's always some obstacle. And I think that's just life, right? There's always something that we have to face. There's always an obstacle that you have to deal with. There's never, you know, everything smooth sailing and wonderful. You know, your aunt might be sick, you know, something, there's always something at work. There's, you know, your kid is struggling. There's always something, an obstacle. So to think that we're going to at some point, or that I'm going to at some point, just have this clear sailing, everything's going to be great, is really unrealistic. And I think I came to that term in my life, to that part of my life, where I said, you know what, I want to be happy right now, because tomorrow's not promised, right? And I started learning through not coveting, through gratitude, through following Jesus and really like paying attention to the way he teaches and to the Bible stories and whatnot, that I'm learning to find moments of joy even in suffering. Like to just start breaking out and laughing with your kid, even though you're struggling financially, even though you can't, you know, go out and do this or that, you know, sitting in bed with your kid and watching some funny YouTube videos and sharing laughter together, like finding joy every day, you know, being grateful, you know, even when, you know, it seems like it's a crappy situation, finding gratitude. It is a liberating tool. I mean, it is just a freedom that I've just feel like is really worth talking about. I mean, I was thinking about it, and I with the whole glorify the taco, right? I'm thinking, if you need to survive and you're in a suffering situation, you're in crisis and you're homeless, right? And you're sitting outside of a restaurant and a man walks up and he's leaving a Mexican restaurant and he sees you and he buys you a taco and he hands you a taco. All right. That man, the homeless man, has two choices. He could sit there and he could be grateful for the taco. Wow. wow, I'm, you know, look at God sent me this taco. I'm going to eat today. And he could glorify that taco, right? And that glory might give him enough to get him through that night, right? Or he could sit there and say, well, this is not enough. This is not what I wanted. This isn't enough, you know? And then, you know, I'm hungry. I'm starving. He could start thinking all these negative thoughts, right? And that could throw him to what? That could throw him to substance, going to look for something. That could throw him to maybe potentially killing himself. Who knows? What I'm saying is that the difference is how he stays in gratitude, even though he's suffering, even though he's, how is he mentally going to make it past one more day? And it's staying in the moment and glorifying the taco. Because even though it's just a taco, it's more than he had 5 minutes earlier. And I say that because, you know, I think that when you're in a crisis situation and when you're going through a lot, pity will not only make you sick, but it can throw you over the edge. It really can. And if you can stay in gratitude and stay positive, you can walk through any crisis situation. And I've been through a lot. So I'm just saying that, you know, with depression, you know, you see people, pills. I mean, I took pills for years trying to get better, you know, and it really comes down to how you think, how you're processing things, how you look at suffering, because if you dwell in pity, you're going to catch depression. And then not only just that, but just the nutritional components of it. I mean, if you're drinking alcohol and you're depressed, you're going to wake up and you're going to feel shitty the next day. Excuse my language. You're going to be depressed even worse the next day. It is a down, it's a spiral that goes out of control. And it really, if you just can focus on the way you see suffering, the way you view life, change the way you think, stay in gratitude, and do not throw a pity party, it will help dramatically. And I wanted to just talk about, you know, that because I think it's really important. And I think that, you know, Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And if we're constantly watching media, we're constantly watching TV, we're constantly watching advertisements all over the place in a world where we need more, where we want more, where this isn't enough, we need the best car, we need the newest iPhone, and it's consistently like that, it's very difficult to find happiness in that. And you'll see, you know, I remember reading a couple books, and it was by, I think it was Dwayne Dyer, and he like had a lot of money, and he gave up everything and moved to Honolulu and gave up everything and had just like a mat. He didn't, very little, because when you learn how to give up the materialism and you learn to stay in gratitude and you learn not to covet and you learn those things, you actually can really tap into what it feels like to be happy. And I just wanted to share that. And I just wanted to say, like, I came home and, you know, my day wasn't the best day in the world. And my son, you know, and I'm cleaning up in my kitchen. And the first thing that came to my mind while I'm doing dishes, I'm trying to scrub cheese, like dried cheese off a plate that my son like threw in my sink. And I'm just thinking, glorify the taco. It's just, it's staying in that sense of gratitude, and it's shining light on what you can be appreciative of, and it's finding joy even when you feel like you're suffering, because it's liberating. And it's, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And so it's just a liberating gift to learn that technique and those spiritual principles. I'm done.